Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hello, catch-uppers. Thanks for slinging us a download once again.
Ah, tick, tick, tick. There goes the hits and old school.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah. No hits and old school on this, though. This is just the catch-up. This is just the best of the best of the talking bits.
This is just hits and downloads, one at a time. Keep it going, guys, because it looks good to our bosses.
So true. If you're listening to this catch-up right now, send us a message with the word flamingo in it. I don't know why. I just feel like sending you a challenge. Just see if anyone's actually listening.
If you do, we've got prizes for you.
Do we?
Yep.
What?
Do you want me to tell you what prizes we have?
Yeah.
Heaps of them.
Heaps of them. They may be imaginary, but they may not as well.
This time tomorrow, we'll report how many messages of flamingo we got just to see how many people actually listen to this and if it's really worth us recording an intro.
And if we don't mention it, it means that nobody got back to us.
Well, we did this last time and we had about 800 people sent the word, remember?
800 sounds correct.
800,000?
Yep, again, pretty correct.
800,000 million, I think you were. Yeah, that's better.
I don't even know if that's a number, but I'll go with it. I'll take it. You're a lucky person because today's catch-up is fun.
Yeah, it was.
Talk about footy tipping.
Bit of fun.
We talked to Mike from Married at First Sight. That was an interesting chat.
Yeah, he revealed a lot. I almost got in a fight with a grandma and you sent some nudes.
Okay. Firstly, if you're related to me, I did not send nudes. Okay, I got into a sticky situation, and I'm sorry, Mum and Dad. Maybe just skip through that part. It's not bad. It's not. Oh, gotcha.
You sent nudes.
Mum, just listen to yesterday's catch up, Mum. Okay, I did not
there was
send
no yesterday.
Nudes. I didn't. Okay, listen to Fridays. Okay, let's get into it.
Sent nudes.
Remember, flamingo. Catch you tomorrow.
This is.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey Jay, I nearly became the unwitting recipient of a leaked nude scandal over the weekend.
Are you okay now, though? That's the most important thing.
Yeah, I'm okay now.
Do you need to step in the shower with Uncle Josiah?
No, trust me, I've been nude enough this weekend.
Okay, good.
We discussed on the show last week how I'm never nude, right? I'm the only places you'll find me nude is in the shower and in my bedroom. Unfortunately, this is where the leaked nude scandal happened. So I was just getting out of the shower over the weekend. So weird telling you this stuff and telling the whole Goulburn Valley. And so sorry, Mum and Dad, if you're listening. Getting out of the shower, and as I got out, my boyfriend Gav FaceTimed me. So I put my towel on and answered the call.
Good start.
Now, I should preface this by saying Gav's been having a lot of problems with his phone lately, so much so that he'd booked in an appointment at the Apple store for that afternoon that he'd called me to go get his phone fixed. Anyway, so I answer the FaceTime call and we're just having a chat, and I kind of rested up on top of my chest of drawers and go to get dressed. Which is like, I'm not meaning to like flash him or whatever, but I'm in a bit of a hurry. I had to get to Melbourne. So I was in the middle of putting my clothes on.
Nothing wrong with that. You're in a relationship.
Exactly.
You're allowed to get changed if you have to.
Yeah. He's seen it all before, you know. It was
gross.
Fine. Okay, well, don't make it weird. So I'm getting dressed, and as I'm getting dressed, the little spinning wheel of death comes up on my phone saying reconnecting, and Gav's not there. I'm like, Gav, are you there? No response. And so I hang up the call.
Wait, that means poor Wi-Fi, doesn't it? Or bad reception sometimes?
That's what I assumed. I was like, oh, okay, cool. He's dropped out. No, because there's a difference actually between poor connection and reconnecting.
Right.
So anyway, so I just assumed it was something like that. And hung up the call and just waited for him to call me back because that's what usually happens when he drops out. No call from him. So I messaged him and I was like, what happened? Still nothing. Until about half an hour later when I get another FaceTime from him, and this time he's calling me from his laptop and he goes, so my phone has frozen while we were on FaceTime and I can't for the life of me do anything with it. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I don't know. It's been playing up. It's done it again. And so it's frozen on an image of you getting dressed. And I was like, have you got a nude of me? That's not okay. And then he goes, and I don't know what to do because I've got this appointment at the Apple store in like an hour and a half. So what do? Do I take in my phone and show them? I don't want them to see your nude. I was like, I don't want them to see my nude either.
So surely he could switch it off or reset it or do something for it.
All he could do, he could get out of FaceTime, but he couldn't click on any other apps. So it was FaceTime was the only one who worked. And when he opened it, it was stuck on a picture of me getting dressed. And that was it. So he's like, I don't know. I'm just going to have to wait until I hope that my phone dies before this appointment. And so that's what he did. He like let the battery run out and had it on bright. He like turned his brightness up because he could still do that and just prayed to God that it shut down in time.
The most important question is though, did he screenshot it and send it around?
No, he did not screenshot and send it around, okay? My nudes are safe for now.
Gav, you've got my number.
Note to self, kids, don't send nudes, ever.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Nearly had an all-in fight with a grandma on the weekend.
Oh, hold on. You mean to tell me that you and old granny were ready to go?
Is that the Benalla Wall-to-Wall Festival on the weekend?
Yep.
Great day. Well done to everyone that got involved. It's such a good initiative. It's such a good town for putting it on. It gives a lot of character to the town. Have you been to Benalla before?
Yeah.
Or the street. Oh, yeah, we had our Benalla races there, didn't we?
Yeah.
There's some of the new street art that's gone up. Well worth a look.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Very cultured, Benalla.
It is. Got a lot of good photos on my Instagram from after going. It was really cool. And there was one that actually looked like me.
What?
A street art. There's a guy with a man bun.
Ah, there you go.
He's holding a McDonald's burger and there's a bunch of cows on the wall that had like the world globe on it. It had some hidden messaging. The only thing about street art is I'm not an arty person.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
However, I don't really understand what some of the things mean, so it takes a while for me to work it out.
Well, a man bun with a Big Mac, that sounds 100% like you.
That sounds
so
like me
really
last
just an
night.
Accurate depiction.
Well, I didn't get Maccas. I had lunch in town, went to my favourite little cafe there, Rustic, and then afterwards, well, I left the cafe and I was crossing the road. And you know, what do you call the little man on the traffic lights when it says when it's time to cross?
The little green man.
Little green man.
I believe is his official name.
Little green man wasn't green, he was red. But there was no cars in any direction, so I thought I'd cross the road.
Jaywalker?
That's not jaywalking. It's jaywalking if you cross not at an intersection.
No, it's just jaywalking if you cross when there's a little red man.
Well, I'm the J-man, so I can jaywalk where I want. So the little green man was red, and I thought, no cars. I'm going to go out to the median strip.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm walking over to the median strip, and then a car comes from the other direction. She slows down.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with her going the complete opposite way. And yells out the window, "It's red for a reason, you young idiot." This chick is old. Like, I'm talking like retired, grey hair, almost about to cark it. Like, she's old. And so I said, "What's your problem? Move on with your day. Go away."
I'm feeling really like stressed about the aggression that you're displaying right now.
Well, she started it. Yeah. I just crossed the road innocently.
Hey, just because she started it doesn't mean you should retaliate, Josiah.
Yes, it does.
It's not promote violence.
I'm not. I didn't say I was going to hit her. I was going to smack her and give her a quick left right. No, I told her go worry about the more important things in your day. And she was going that so wicked she could hear everything. So she goes to pull over. And I was like, keep driving, you old hag.
You said those words?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, my God. This is actual road rage.
And then she puts her finger out the window. This she's old, I'm talking about. Puts her finger
doesn't
out the window.
Doesn't matter that she's old. Stop saying she's old. Nothing. That's got nothing to do with it.
Well, she started the what do you call it? It's not a race card. It was a young versus old debate. She started by calling me a young idiot. If she wants to call me a young idiot, I'll call her an old hag.
Did you tell her you're 29? You're kind of past your heyday. Well, let's face it.
Then she stuck her finger out the window, gave me the finger, and then sped off. And I was like, it started to annoy me. I walked off. I'm like, why am I letting this get to me? Because I had a moment where I realized, like you just said, I am 29, got my whole life ahead of me. She's any minute now. She's ready to.
Oh, stop saying that. You don't know. She could have been, like, I've got grey hair and I'm 27.
Yeah, you'll probably be joining her soon as well. Because that's something you would do, pull over and go.
Hey, I don't like rule breakers. I do not like people. You were breaking the law. You deserved it. You're lucky it wasn't a cop coming and pulling over.
Yeah, well, I wish I could go find her today to have a chat about it, but I can't because she's probably carked it over the weekend
Josiah!
Already.
Oh,
this is.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Last night. Absolutely huge episode of Married at First Sight was on our TVs for the second last time of 2019. Tonight is the final episode and it looks even more explosive than the previous. Honestly,
I'm
it just
sad.
Keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I know. What are we going
to
talk
why
about?
Why does it have to end? Like, at first, we're like, it's never going to end. Now we don't want it to end.
Yes.
Torn emotions.
I know. One person who also probably has torn emotions about the whole thing is Mike. He joins us now. Morning, Mike.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Now, I don't like, did we just wake you up?
Can you tell?
Don't worry, we're just waking up ourselves, Mike. It's 20 past 6 in the morning. No one needs to be up at this time, do they?
It's an ungodly hour, that's for sure.
You're telling me, mate. That's every morning for us. It's tough work.
I'm literally laying in bed right now.
I'm so jealous. All right, first question then. Are you laying in bed alone right now?
Wow. Like,
coming out guns blazing on a Monday.
I tell you what, the hits just keep on coming. I tell you, come on, it's a bit too soon for that, don't you think?
Yeah,
okay,
nah.
Let's rephrase the question. Put her on the phone, Mike.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah. Oh,
well, I'm kidding.
I was going to save it for later, but any truth to the rumours about you? And we actually, a friend of the show is Gina Stewart, the world's hottest grandma. She's been on several times before. Any truth to you and her daughter?
No, none at all. And I can tell you that now, can't I? So, yeah, no.
Yeah.
None at all.
So it must have been hard. You've been kind of living in secrecy for the last however many months now. The whole you and Heidi secret, you guys haven't made it successfully. Well, you did make it through the experiment, and then ever since, things went down the drain by the looks of it, Mike. Last night, I was so sad watching the two of you. You seem so distant.
Down the drain. Oh, that makes it sound so terrible. I mean, yeah, look, and it is nice, you know, you do make a good point. It is nice to be able to just openly and freely speak about it. For the last couple of months, I've had to maintain this, you know, this facade that we're together, and it's been exhausting, frankly. You know, I'm a straight shooter, and I like to tell the truth, and unfortunately, I was, you know, in a position where I had to say this stuff. I didn't want to ruin the story for people. You know, I was contractually obliged. I mean, a few reasons why I had to go through with telling everyone that we were still together, but it's been exhausting.
Have you guys spoken since? Because you obviously, it was revealed last night that 2 days later you kind of broke up on the Gold Coast, and then you didn't speak in last night's app. Are you guys, what's your relationship like now?
Frosty.
Hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I wish I could, I wish I could tell you it wasn't, but unfortunately it is. I got to be honest about that. Yeah, it's a frosty one. We don't have a lot to say to each other anymore, unfortunately. It's really sad.
Do we find out why it's frosty in tonight's episode, or can you let us know why?
Yeah, I could tell you here and now. I don't know that I've got a good answer for this. Mate, we just don't seem to care for one another like we should, and we've just put each other through the ringer. We've hurt one another, and unnecessarily, it was exhausting, and you know, it was more difficult than it should have been. I don't think that we particularly, you know, sort of supported one another the way that we should have, and the planets were just never in alignment for us.
Yeah, right. So after the experiment wrapped up and you guys, you know, made the commitment to stay together, what happened? There's word that she moved to the Gold Coast. Did she really pack up all her stuff and move there, or was it a temporary thing? Was it a holiday?
No,
what was the deal?
Yep, no, she did. You know, we were living, she was sort of living between my place and her friend's place. You know, we wanted to gently kind of move in together. And, I mean, that suited us both at that point. But we are just, I don't know what she's telling the world, but we're just two different people. You know, we just just fights. It's over silly stuff. And I don't know. I just couldn't win her over at that point. So I don't know. I don't want to make criticisms. I don't want to point fingers, but I'm just going to have to say, I guess it was both of us.
Well, on the plus side, Mike, if you're not with Gina Stewart's daughter, if you're not with Heidi, you're one of Australia's most famous single men. I mean, there's a good thing to look forward to.
Look, honestly, after last night, I'm just going to lick my wounds for a bit. I'd need to just regroup and be me for a bit. I don't want to, you know, it would be unfair to put anyone else through something if, you know, I wasn't ready for it. So, no, I'm not on the market, to be honest with you, at this point.
Yeah, I suppose while the spotlight's on you as well, you know, it's kind of hard for you to date now. The whole country's going to know whoever it is.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Any time I go for a coffee with anyone, they'll be, you know, paps around kind of wanting to know who it is. And the scandals will come thick and fast, I'm sure. But, you know, don't worry. I'm definitely going to remain a single man for a while until I'm good and ready. And I'm telling you, the next girl, because look, I am looking to settle down. You know,
yeah.
People ask the question, you know, Mike, were you really in there for love? And it's a firm yes.
Yeah.
So I'm still, you know, I'll be keeping an eye out, but I'm not jumping into anything hot and heavy. In the meantime, I'll take my time, gather my thoughts, and, you know, get back into it slowly.
Your Channel 9 contract runs out. You get the call up from The Bachelor. What do you say, Mike? Yes or no? Are you in?
No, that's a solid no, man. I wouldn't be interested in that. Firstly, I think I'm too old for it. And then secondly, I just don't know that I'm a fan of the format of that show. It's entertaining, I'm sure. But I don't think I'd do another reality television show.
In that case, come to Shepherd and Mike. We'll hook you up. We've got heaps of cool girls here.
You know what? I want to go to Shepherd, and I always say it like when they're calling out the weather, you know, I hear about Shepherd. I've never been there. I've never stepped foot in the joint, and it sounds cool. Like, I think I'd like to go and visit you guys.
Promise you, you'd be married within 24 hours, Mike. Get down here ASAP.
Guys, thank you. You're very kind. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. You've been amazing to watch on Married at First Sight, and we're looking forward to the final episode tonight. It looks really emotional between you and Heidi. Last night in the promo, I was like, oh, God, what happens between them? So we're looking forward to it.
Oh, I know. Get the tissues out. I think it's going to be a bit of a tearjerker tonight.
Yeah.
Well, a bro hug coming from me to you, Mike.
Legend. Thanks, man. Hey, and listen, this isn't the enemy. Keep an eye out for my podcast.
Oh, hello. What's your podcast about?
Well, you know, I like to give all that great advice. I'm going to, just some interesting topics, some fun stuff. You know, maybe try and make a few changes and make the world a better place.
Oh, love that. Love it. All right. Well, Mike, it's been wonderful to speak to you this morning. Go back to sleep or go to the other 100 radio interviews you've probably got today.
Thanks for having me, Shepherd. And it's been good to chat with you.
You're very welcome. Catch Married at First Sight tonight on Channel 9, the final episode. It does air then.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
AJ, I'm really mad about the AFL this season, which is a big call because the thing I'm mad about is the fact that I'm doing so bloody badly in the footy tipping.
Well, I thought you should be happy because the West Coast had a good win over the weekend. Yeah. You finally bounced back in the last couple of games. Nothing to be sad about.
Yeah, look, I know. We're probably going to win the premiership again. That's fine. Whatever. I can deal with that. But that means nothing if I don't do well in the office tipping.
Yeah. What are you coming? I'm just trying to have a look at our work comp now because we've got a fair few people. It's very competitive in this office.
I've just looked. I'm ninth out of 13.
What am I coming? I was coming third into that weekend. I think I'm right at the top. Bang, still there after 6 from 9 on the weekend.
So basically my thoughts is I need some kind of new system to approach my tipping because my knowledge of footy is pretty good, but it's not paying off because there's been so many upsets this season. It's also unpredictable. It's just getting difficult. And I found the answer, Jay. Over the weekend, I was talking to a friend who was telling me about their office footy tipping competition. She said there's about 200 people in this office footy tipping competition. And the woman who's winning is someone who has never watched a game of footy in her life and instead is choosing to base her tips on, get ready for it, the colours that will look good with her couch.
Wait, do we know what colour her couch is?
Well, apparently it's grey. So I was looking, right? The thing is, anything can look good with a grey couch.
Do you think that's why she's winning? Because she's probably got the Gold Coast upset. She probably did Brisbane earlier in the season as well because they somehow went with her couch.
Yeah, Geelong's on top of the ladder, like navy bluish, blackish and white.
Yeah, that works.
Looks good. Brisbane, maroon, bit of blue, bit of gold. Yep, Frio, you might want a purple tinge to your couch. And she's winning. She's tipped nearly everything.
Good effort by her.
Great effort.
Surely that's just an excuse that she's trying to cover up that she's got some sort of insider trading going on.
No, because you can't. Anyone who knows anything about footy is not doing well in this footy tipping this season. That's why I'm doing so badly.
Oh, right. Anyway. Even though I'm coming third and out.
Yeah, you watch NRL, buddy. So, how are you doing in NRL? Hey, shockingly, let me guess.
No, I'm actually doing it halfway up the ladder. Not as well as the AFL. That's for sure. Our boss, though, Alan, you think he doesn't know anything about footy because he's in the lead?
Yeah, no, he doesn't know anything about footy. It's just a blanket rule.
I'm 1 point off him at the moment.
But it got me thinking about the weird ways that people use to tip things. Does that make sense? Because, like, you know how, like, I'll go to the races. I don't know anything about the races. I'll tip my horses based on which ones look friskiest in the yard.
Well, you know? Sometimes not a bad thing because it means they're ready to trot. Yeah. Whenever I go to the races, with a bunch of girls at my old work or even me and my girlfriend, they always look at the horses. I'm like, look at the odds, look at the odds. Mm. Nah, straight to the names.
Exactly.
And they always end up winning. Yeah. And then anyone who studies the forms ends up getting frustrated because the girls' tips are getting over the line based on the names and you can never pick it on the form.
Exactly. 13, 12, 16. I want to talk about this. Do you have a strange method that you use to pick your tips, be it in the footy, be it in the NRL or the soccer or, I don't know, the horse racing, greyhounds? What method do you use? Is it as unconventional as picking the colours that would look good on your couch? Because I feel like that's the route I'm going to go down for the rest of the 2019 season.
With the greyhounds, I always go for 4 and 5 every race because they're in the middle because if they're playing good odds and they can squeeze at the start, they won't get caught. 4 and 5, guys. Mark my words.
4 is my favourite number. So, again, like at the casino, I always put number 4 on roulette.
What's your favourite colour?
I don't know. Maybe green? No, I don't know.
Say blue because 4 is blue and greyhounds.
Oh,
there
well, in that case, I'm going to get around it. We've got a message on the Instagram, hit GV if you want to get in touch, from Nick who says, I have a mate that chooses based on which mascot will win in a fight, which is fair enough, I suppose.
If the Hawks are playing the Eagles... Good fight, that
one. Yeah, that would be a good fight.
I'd say an eagle would beat a hawk. They're a bit bigger.
I don't know. Are they?
Yeah.
Aren't hawks the biggest? I don't know. We'll get an expert on that.
Depends what country your eagle's from, I guess.
Well, it's no surprise that the Lions are doing well then, if that's you. Because they'd beat everyone, surely. Let's go to Ben from Shep. Benny, do you have an unconventional tipping method?
Well, I just pick it at random. Pretty much every week, but I've got a different way of doing it at random. So last week, you know, when you had an eraser in school and you just flip it for yes and no?
Yeah.
I just had home and away written on each side and just flipped it.
Oh, well done.
Great idea.
Who has an eraser just lying around these days?
I rated the workstation. Okay.
Why not just a coin, can I ask?
I don't know. Variety is the spice of life.
Do you know what? You're right. You're right. I shouldn't be judging. So how'd it pay off for you? How are you doing so far this season?
Yeah, got 3 last week. I'm near the bottom of the list, so I might get my money back for this tipping round.
You reckon you might change your ways at all?
Maybe just switch to throwing darts at a dartboard.
Do you know what? As long as you're having fun with it, that is all that matters, Benny.
Exactly. The real winner is me.
I reckon you're not a competitive person, Ben, safe to say.
No, not at all.
Yeah, fair call. You and me both, bud. All right, well, good luck for next round. I hope the eraser pays off for you.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. Whistle, baby.
In case you're not a regular listener of this show, you may not realise that we are undertaking Australian history here this week. We are forming the first ever Australian whistling team. Yeah. No, don't go like this.
It's like a whistle sigh.
Yeah.
Sorry, does everything we do now has to be in whistle form?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, okay. Whistle while you work. It's the number one rule of the Australian Whistling Federation. Now, on Friday, we did form the committee. Pete from Violet Town offered to be our minutes keeper. Zoe from Shep, she's going to be the health and safety officer. I'm the president. You're the vice president.
Steve DePette is our treasurer.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
It's all happening. So now we're in the process of forming a team. Now, this Friday, we are going to be forming this team. We are going to be launching the Australian Championships. I'm going to tell you more about that a little bit later on. But before we create the team, we need to create the team name, Jay.
What do you mean? Like, so because we formed the federation, as you just said, what was it? The Australian Whistling Federation.
Yep.
So as in now that we've got the federation, we can start the team.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be just the Australian Whistling?
Don't just say the team. Don't say team. Yeah. It's like you've got the Socceroos. You know, you've got the Diamonds in the netball. You've got, you need a mascot. You need an abbreviation. Like the West Coast Eagles are the Eagles.
Yeah, but do we have to?
Yeah, of course we do.
Well, you don't, you
it's
look
half
at.
Half the fun look, of creating a team.
Look at international football. Like England doesn't have the Englands. Do you know what I mean? They're just England.
But don't they get called like the Reds or something?
They could. What are they called? Oh, the Lions. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah some do.
See?
It's a very Australian thing to do, and we are in Australia, so I guess it makes sense.
Exactly. And you want to be one, you know? Like if you make the soccer team, you are a Socceroo for life. So I want to be a something, whistling something for life.
Well, whose job is it to name the team? Because that's a huge thing. Like the Socceroos, for example.
Yeah.
That's a huge call, whoever came up with that, because it's now called football in this country, not soccer.
Yeah.
So we're not the Footballroos anymore, are we?
Well, do you know whose job it is, Josiah? It is the job of the Australian Whistling Federation and, of course, the people of the Goulburn Valley, because this is where the sport of whistling originated, we've discovered.
Well, you are the president.
I am.
I am the vice presidente. So does that mean we get to decide ourselves?
No, well, we need help from you, Goulburn Valley. 13, 12, 16. We can put some suggestions out there. You can vote for them or you can bring some suggestions of your own to the table. Now, I've been thinking of it. I feel like it's got to be maybe something that has a bit of alliteration to it, like the whistling wagtails.
That's not bad. What's a wagtail, though?
You know, like a willy wagtail. The whistling willy wagtails. That'd be great.
I mean, we should probably avoid having the word willy in our whistling
Why?
Team. It just has a different kind of connotations from time to time.
No, think of the crowd, like at the International Whistling Championships, which is what we're submitting to, by the way.
They could chant, Willy, Willy.
Can the Willies!
It doesn't work for you, though, because you definitely don't have one.
True.
What's that chocolate thing that you call? Like a wagon wheel?
Wagon wheel?
Yeah, could we be the wagon wheels?
No, we can't be the wheels. The whistling wagon wheel.
Sounds good. What about the wallabies?
No, that's been taken, bro.
Who bought? Oh, yeah, Union. Stuff them.
Stuff them?
Are we allowed to take? Are you allowed to have the same animal? Like, is that the rules in the Federation?
Oh, look.
The whistling wallabies.
Look, it's permitted, but you don't want to have another team that's more well-known than ours. Because let's face it, eventually, of course, the whistling team will be bigger than the wallabies, no doubt about it. But in the meantime, we've got to kind of build up to it. So what about, like, the whistling dwarves? Now, I say that because, like, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Oh, okay.
They whistle while they work. So we're embodying those.
I don't know if we're allowed to take that name. I mean, trying to get it registered might be a bit of an issue. We may need a really good lawyer on our team.
The Whistling Seven Dwarves.
That's not bad.
No? And then there's only seven people on the team. We want more than that. What about the Whistling Steam Trains?
I mean, a steam train does whistle. A steam train's just boring, though.
Oh, I don't know. Think of the fans. They could dress up as Thomas.
No, I'm more of a, what's the fat conductor? What's his name?
The fat controller.
Fat controller. That's his actual name, isn't it?
The whistling fat controllers. Nah, doesn't work
as much. Put that in the same basket as dwarfs. Gone.
All right. We need your help, Goulburn Valley. 13, 12, 16. What can we call our Australian whistle team? Turns out our ideas are not going great so far. But we'll take your suggestions today and then we will decide this week.
Yeah. Hit us up on HitGV on Instagram or Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page as well.
The ideas have been flooding in. Goulds 11 has said the Goulburn Valley Whistlers. Good, except we are representing the whole country here.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, we're based in the Goulburn Valley. Yes, everyone who's in the team is going to be from the Goulburn Valley, but there's no one else in the country doing the sport of whistling.
Well, this is why I like what Liz sent in.
Yeah.
She said the team name has to be the Whistling Kites, the Australian Whistling Kites, because that's a bird that's native to this area.
Yeah.
It's a whistling kite. Like, it makes sense. It's from the Goulburn Valley, right?
Yeah.
And we're the Australian team. So, a local bird, a national team.
I like it. The Kites. Go on the Kites.
Australian. Go the Kites.
Yeah, that works.
when you cheer on the Kites, though, it's a bit soft, don't you reckon? Like, what's a kite going to do?
No. Kites blow in the wind. They're held down by a string. Just trying to think of other connotations.
Susie's also sent us a message on Instagram, HitGV, if you want to get involved. I like this one as well. The Australian Whistleroos.
Ooh.
The Whistleroos. Kind of like the Socceroos, but the Whistleroos.
Yeah, I get it.
It works well.
Yeah, or the Hockeyroos. That's a thing.
Oh, yeah, it is too. Maybe we jump on the bandwagon.
Maybe. Well, I mean, all professional teams do it. Why not us? All right, we'll chuck that down on the list. Let's go to Jace from Echuca. Jace, what do you reckon we should be called?
I reckon it's got to be the Whistling Wombat.
I like
Not
that.
Bad.
An Australian animal. We were trying to think of some good Australian animals before. But do they whistle, though? That's my issue.
Oh, look, they probably grunt more than anything. But I reckon maybe if they were scared, they could get out a cheeky whistle.
What if we taught a wombat to whistle?
Oh.
Then, and it was our mascot as well. So we would be what the Australian Whistling
Wombats. Oh, my God. I love it. All right. Hey, Jace, do you reckon you could find a wombat that we could get to whistle anytime soon? Or?
Definitely not. You guys have to do that.
Why do we have to do so much work?
I know. God, we've already formed the Federation. Gosh. All right, Jace, we'll take it on board. Thanks for your call.
No worries.
All right, let's go to Rach from Echuca. Rach, what are your thoughts? What should we name it?
I'm thinking you should go the Wizards.
The Wizards? That's like, isn't there like an NBA team or something called the Wizards? So they're pretty good, aren't they? I don't even know.
I don't know, but I just think definitely has to be the Wizards.
Because we're magical. Fair enough. We could be the Witches as well.
That's true. A bit dark, though. I get we're going with the W theme here.
Yeah.
However, a Wizard, it sounds like more like a local team than the actual Australian team.
Excuse me, Harry Potter? Enough said. He's a good wizard.
One of the most overrated movies of all time.
I'm really sorry, Rach. We might have to take this between ourselves, the vice president and the president, but thank you for your suggestion.
All good, guys.
Let's get another suggestion. Clint from Shep's giving us a call. Morning, Clint.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks, buddy. What do you reckon the team should be called?
I reckon the Wattle Whistlers.
Good. That's our national flower, right?
Yeah.
Yes, the Wattle Whistlers. Yeah, yeah, not bad. Or?
Or the Gum Whistlers. Like the gum leaf? Are you whistling with a gum leaf?
Oh, yeah.
You can do that, can't you, Clint?
Yeah, mate, certainly can.
All right.
I do like the water. What's the Victorian flower? I should know this. Can't even think what it is.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Not a wattle.
Yeah, not a wattle.
Doesn't matter. We're not representing Victoria. I need to clarify that again. We're representing the whole country.
We do have a lot of wattle around here, though, as well. And it does represent the country on a national level, so it's not bad, Clint. Should we add it to the poll, Ellie? Do we have the president's permission?
Yeah, we'll add it to the poll. Thanks, Clint.
No worries. Have a good day, guys.
you too, mate. Bud. All right. The suggestions have been tallied.
Do we make a decision now?
No. Oh. It's too much pressure. There's been too many great suggestions. So we will put it on the socials later today. Hit GV on Insta. Hit Goblin Valley on Facebook. Get around us, guys. Get your votes in and then we can form this team.
So
later
we put up a poll and whatever wins we decide tomorrow, that's going to be our team name?
Yeah. Pressure's on, guys.
I like the Whistleroos the best.
Okay. All right. Well, you keep your opinions to yourself. Thanks very much. This
I'm
is going to be
vice
a team
president.
Effort.
I tell people what I want to say.
Are
we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Only 1 week until this is back. I feel like I've forgotten everything that happened since last season.
Nah, no memory. It's been 2 years since it's been on our screens.
Yeah.
No memory at all.
I know. But once it starts again, I'll be back into it for sure. But I've read an article this morning about the lengths that the producers and the cast and everyone involved in the production of it have to go to keep the storylines under wrap because no one wants a spoiler. Like, this is the biggest TV show on earth.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
I enjoy Game of Thrones.
No, I know. I'm not a super fan either.
It's not the
but
best.
But I feel like it's an accurate statement to say it's the biggest on earth.
I've seen better TV series than this one. I get the hype.
Oh.
There's better things out there, though, guys.
Okay, well, they're saying that every 2 hours, someone tries to break into the set. That's how much people are trying to get spoilers. So they've had to employ all this technology to try to keep the storylines under wraps, right? They've bought things that are like army instruments to shoot down drones because people are flying drones over the set. This thing costs like $30,000 and they've got a whole bunch of them. Because they film it all over Europe. Like, there's some in Northern Ireland, there's some in like Spain,
Croatia,
everywhere. So they've had to get these drone shooter. What are they called? Drone killers.
I say I'm not that big of a fan, but I did visit one of the sets of Game of Thrones in Spain. There was a city they filmed heaps of the things on. I was walking down some steps, and everyone there was like 1,000 people taking photos. I'm like, why is everyone here? They're like, this is where the Queen walked down. I'm like, what? It is crazy the hype around it. Isn't it
really is. Well, how's this? The cast will get their script sent to them, right, electronically. There's multi-layered passwords to enter into the script. And then at midnight that night, they just disappear. They self-destruct.
You'd hope you remembered your lines.
That's what I was thinking. Like, that's so heavy. You don't have time to, like, that's like a few hours. And there is some hectic dialogue in that show as well. You got to remember your, like, chants and can'ts.
Well, thank goodness they're the actors and we're not. Is that what they say the whole time? Really shan't hard. And can't. Don't say that with a bad accent.
It's hard to speak in medieval ways, okay? So anyway, very much looking forward to it. It is happening 11, you said 9, it's actually 11 o'clock next week.
Yeah,
this
well,
Monday.
I'll be illegally streaming it, so I'll be watching it at 9.
Oh, you're so hardcore. On Foxtel, I don't have Foxtel. I'm going to have to leech off my parents.
HBO it is, so you have to have it. I've always watched it illegally, to be honest. So.
Should we have a Game of Thrones party?
Yes, why not?
Okay, get work to pay for HBO for us.
Good idea. It's all for show. Oh, you know what? We'd be able to claim it on tax anyway because it's entertainment research.
Oh my God, you're so right. You're so right. All right, can't wait. You can bring the popcorn.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We've been talking about something a lot on this show recently, and time's come to make a bit of an announcement, Josiah. As you know, last week on the show, we formed the Australian Whistling Federation because we discovered that the sport of whistling is not being utilised as much as it should in this country.
And we wanted to form a team first of all, but without that federation, we couldn't do it because exactly. There is no federation.
Yeah, so it's easy enough to form a federation. You know, you just submit it to the Department of Consumer Affairs or something and boom, you're in.
Tick.
Tick. This morning we took your suggestions on what to name a whistle team, should we make one. Still in limbo a little bit. You know, on our Instagram at the moment, hit GV on Insta, and our Facebook page, hit Goulburn Valley, there is a place for you to leave your suggestions about what to name the whistle team. But all of this could be in vain, Jay, if we don't actually end up making the team. So we've put in some calls. And guess what?
What, Ellie?
Got a bit of an announcement to make.
You've got me nervous.
I know, so I should.
Even though I know the answer.
Well, this Friday, Josiah, you and I and the rest of the Australian Whistling Federation are going to be holding the first ever Australian Whistling Championships. It's huge, guys. This is the hugest thing we've ever done on this show.
This is exciting. Very, very exciting. Are we going to be live?
Yeah, we're going to be live from Vic Park Lake all morning at the Australian Whistling Championships. And Goulburn Valley doesn't stop there. We're giving you the chance to make the Australian Whistling team, to be able to represent your country, put on that green and gold.
You know what? So many failed dreams out there. So many people have wanted to represent their country in something. For me, football, rugby, you name it.
Me too.
Can't
Olympics.
Do it.
Why haven't I made the Olympic team yet? Because I was waiting for this moment.
Well, and you weren't good enough.
Okay, I could have been.
Although now we can represent our country.
We can.
That means you have to get the Southern Cross tattoo on.
Mate, I'll get it all. I'll get that. I'll get the Olympic rings. Whatever we decide to name the team and whatever we decide our mascot's going to be, I'm going to get that tatted on me.
So wait, we're going to be live from Vic Park Lake all morning on Friday.
Yep.
We're going to be doing a whistle song, I guess. Now, is it true, you did some research over the weekend,
yep,
that the international games,
yep,
whistling games, which are in America later this year,
yep,
registration shut.
On Friday.
On Friday.
So we're going to have to do the show. Get our entry together that morning with whoever wants to be a part of the whistle team. All you got to do is rock up on the day and whistle with us. Got to pick a song that we got to whistle. That's going to be on this week's list of things to do. But yeah, basically.
Hang on. There's so much to do now. So
I know.
If we're performing Friday and have to submit it by that afternoon.
Yeah.
We need to get to work.
I know.
You need to get to work.
Luckily we've got the whole committee, but the whole federation.
Thank goodness I'm the vice president.
I know,
and
right?
I'm not the president.
I'm regretting my decision to be president now.
So what's next? Well, we don't have the team name, so we've got to figure that out. So
yep,
like you said before, make sure you go vote on social media right now.
We'll have a decision for you tomorrow, I reckon. But only with your help, Goulburn Valley. So get around our socials. Put your suggestions in, your votes. It's going to be a massive week
so
on the
Josiah and
Ellie
show. So more info on Friday's show as the week goes on, but we do want people to join us and
yep,
we're going to figure out what we're going to perform and why and when.
We're doing it, guys. We're all going to be representatives of the country. This is the biggest thing this show has ever done. Forget ferret racing. Forget giving away car wash vouchers. Forget Josiah versus Ellie. This is the time when the Goulburn Valley all comes together and we really, really accomplish something. Yeah, we whistle together, basically. It's pretty huge. All right, keep listening, guys. All week we're going to be touching on this. It is going to be huge.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie. Scoopla.
It is time to cross to Hollywood to our favourite person, Dean McCarthy. Good morning, Dean.
Hello, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, so good to have you on the show again. Tell us, I need to talk Spice Girls straight off the bat. This whole drama, this love affair between Mel B and Jerry, is it true? What's the latest?
Oh, my God, good question. Here's the deal, right? So, basically, Mel B obviously came out saying she slept with Jerry Halliwell. Jerry denied it. Mel's like, no, it happened, girl. Well, now Emma Bunton, Baby Spice, has weighed in on the situation. She rolled her eyes and she said, well, if it happened, this is the first I've ever heard of it actually happening. Now, it would have allegedly happened 20 years ago. And I just feel like if it really happened, surely it would have come out within the last 20 years. What's ironic about this dramatic reveal from Mel B is that her new book is out. So sometimes these celebrities, they will do something, a big stunt, a PR thing to get some press around whatever they're promoting. So it could be that, or it could be true and they, had a little spicy side something.
Yeah, it sounds like, I was going to say, a tour, their upcoming tour, they're trying to sell tickets, or the book
yep,
makes more sense, Dean. How about Michael Jackson? His estate, they're releasing a documentary?
Yeah, here's the deal, right? So basically, obviously, we all saw the Leaving Neverland 4-hour documentary on HBO. It was huge. Well, the Michael Jackson estate have done their own documentary, like a rebuttal. It's got a really long name. It's called like Final Neverland, The Truth Behind the Michael Jackson Documentary. It's like a 17-word title. Anyway, it's on YouTube. It's 30 minutes long. It's got Taj Jackson, Brandy Jackson, who are the niece and nephew of Michael. And it's got two producers that worked on his music that we've never heard of before. Okay, so never heard of them. Two random dudes. Long and the short, the whole 30 minutes basically says, the two guys are lying. We never saw anything weird. Neverland was peaceful. You know, it's just a lie. So there's nothing new in there. The only thing that's interesting is Brandy Jackson dated one of the accusers, Wade Robson. I never knew that.
What?
Michael's
niece. Yeah, Michael's niece dated Wade Robson for 7 years. And she's in the documentary. And she said, he's an opportunist. Don't believe it. Made the whole thing up.
Wow.
There's that.
Do you think we'll ever get to the bottom of this? Do you think it, like, you know, I feel like it's just going to go back and forth forever.
Forever. And now that Michael's not here to defend himself, to put it nicely.
Yeah.
Guys, the one thing we should all remember is that, like, there were so many lawsuits and so many trials. Nothing was ever, ever proven.
Yeah.
Even in multiple huge million-dollar, multi-million-dollar lawsuits and settlements, and nothing was ever, ever proven. There was never, ever one piece of evidence once, ever. And except for the, obviously, testimonials, which are obviously very important.
Do you know what I find? And I am an MJ fan, so I'll start with that, like a diehard MJ fan. The FBI investigated this situation years ago when he was alive, and they found nothing. Yep. So for me, that's my biggest defense for MJ.
Mm. Well, we'll see.
Hey, they went through the house. They literally pulled out all the closets. They went under the bed. Like, they pulled his whole house apart and found nothing. So that's just something. That's just the truth. Yeah,
we'll never know. Yeah, alrighty. Well, thank you again for
Investigator Desire. Yeah, I love it.
Got a couple of detectives on the show this morning. Did not realise.
We need that. You know the Law and Order sound where it's like, we need that when we start our crosses now. We are getting to the bottom of it.
All right, we'll have that lined up for you for next week, Dean. Thanks again for joining us live from LA.
Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au. Or download the HIT app.